Sparkle Stories and Sparkle Car. The Lemurs of Milton Park Zoo. There is a famous zoo in the south that is not close to any airport or large city or train station. Anyone who wishes to come must drive at least an hour to get there. And though the zoo is not particularly big or fancy, the people who visit are never disappointed. They find the lions to be very handsome, the monkeys to be very entertaining, and the giraffes to be very graceful and grand. But the reason why most of the people come to this zoo is to see the lemurs. The zoo is called the Milton Park Zoo, and it is named after Frederick Milton, a man who spent many years traveling across Africa and the island of Madagascar to study the animals there. He learned a great deal and believed strongly that the people back home should learn about them as well. So he created a zoo. The lions, giraffes, flamingos, monkeys, and the elephant lived content and happy lives. And those who made the trip to see them were satisfied and learned a great deal. But then, a few months after the lemurs of Madagascar arrived, the zoo changed in a surprising but wonderful way. You see, after the many lemurs arrived in their new lemur area of the zoo, they were initially curious, a little nervous, and a little confused, but when they realized that they were safe and protected from any big cats or hawks that might want to have them for dinner, they were also relieved. In time, they returned to normal lemur behavior, and for a good while, things in the lemur area of the zoo looked a lot like things in the forests of Madagascar. The different kinds of lemurs began to behave the way they did in the wild. The ring-tailed lemurs gathered in groups and munched on fruit. The mouse lemurs liked to hide and watch the others. The tall, white-ruffed lemurs liked to dance on the ground. The sifaka lemurs liked to climb and jump. And the indri lemurs liked to roar as loud as they could. This was the case every day. Anyone who came to the Milton Park Zoo and watched the lemurs in the lemur area saw the same lemurs doing the same thing no matter what day it was. It was like each kind of lemur did one particular thing, and they did that one thing very well. And then, unbeknownst to the people who watched them, or to the zookeepers, or to Frederick Milton's family, who now owned the zoo, something started to change. And it all started with a short, simple conversation. It was not a conversation between two of the lemur area attendants, nor was it a conversation between members of a family that had come to the zoo. No, this conversation was between one of the actual lemurs in the lemur area and a little lizard that had wandered inside. It took place on the grass, along the edge of a grove of wooden, concrete, and rope trees constructed in the middle, where there was a constructed stream with flat brown concrete rocks. One of the white-tufted lemurs, which I should say are tall, thin, white-haired lemurs with bright eyes and indeed tufts of white hair on their head, was named Priya. Priya, like those of her kind, was a dancing kind of lemur. She had learned how to dance from her mother and father, and Most days she joined all the other white-tufted lemurs, skipping and dancing and tra-la-lying around the edge of the lemur area. On this day, however, she was not skipping and dancing and tra-la-lying. No, on this day she was watching her friend Soli jump through the air. Soli was a Sifaka lemur, with long arms and shorter legs and hands with strong, nimble fingers for catching branches. Priya watched Soli jump from one of the zoo's tall pretend trees through the air to catch a branch on another pretend tree. That looked like fun, thought Priya to herself. I wonder what it feels like to fly through the air like that. And it was in that moment that Priya, the white-tufted lemur, heard a very strange voice say, "You could do that." It took a moment to find the source of the voice, but then she saw a little brown lizard sitting on a nearby brown rock. The lizard looked at Priya and repeated, "You could fly through the air if you wanted." Priya looked up at her friend, Soli, and then back down at the lizard.
"But I'm a white-tufted lemur, not a Sifaka lemur," she explained. "White-tufted lemurs dance. They don't climb or jump."
"Who says?" said the lizard quickly.
Then the lizard moved from the brown rock over to the green grass.
"Well, everyone knows that," said Priya. "We dance. Sifakas climb, Indris growl. We all have our own thing that we do."
"Perhaps," said the lizard, "but I believe you can do whatever you want."
Then, as if to prove his point, the lizard turned his body color from brown to green, the color of the grass. Priya was dazzled.
"How did you do that?" she asked.
"I wanted to be green, so I turned green," said the lizard. "What do you want to do?"
Priya frowned and then looked back up at her friend Soli. She was at that moment swinging from one branch and leaping to a rope hanging from another tree. She didn't say anything, but in her heart she wanted to try that. She wanted to know what it was like, if she could even do it.
"You should try it,"
said the lizard, who then moved toward the water, which had a blue color.
"I bet it will feel good."
"Soli has long arms and strong fingers for climbing," said Priya. "I have long legs and a strong back for dancing."
"Now, now, you won't climb and jump like your friend there," said the lizard, "because you are not your friend. No, you will climb and jump like you, in your own way."
Priya then watched the lizard turn blue. She was amazed, and for a moment she felt a magical tingle of confidence. "Yes," she thought to herself, "I can try climbing and jumping." But then she saw other lemurs. She saw other white-tufted lemurs and some ring-tailed lemurs and then a mouse lemur. They were all doing what they always did, what they were meant to do. Or so she thought. This sight was discouraging. Who was she to think that she could climb and jump?
"It was nice talking to you,"
she said to the blue lizard, and then she walked away. Later that day, when she and Soli and an Indri lemur named Hormuz met by a small pond at the end of a stream, she started thinking about the lizard again. She wondered what the others would think about what he said, so she asked,
"Do you think I could try jumping like you do, Soli?"
"Jumping?"
asked her friend.
"Yes,"
answered Priya cautiously.
"From the trees?"
There was a short pause as Soli looked at Hormuz, the Indri lemur, and then the two of them started to laugh.
"But you are a white-tufted lemur, Priya," said Soli.
"White-tuft lemurs dance," said Hormuz. "Only Sifaka lemurs jump. They are made to jump."
Priya nodded and pretended to laugh too. She felt a little embarrassed and disappointed by their answer. But it wasn't surprising. Everyone believed that. Well, everyone except that lizard. And now Priya couldn't help thinking, maybe I really can climb and jump. For the rest of the day, Priya kept thinking about the lizard and wondered what it would be like to do what her friend Soli did. Cautiously that night, she asked her mother, and this seemed to upset her.
"Jumping is not for our kind," said her mother with a serious face. "We have the legs and back for dancing. It is what we have always done, Priya. Jumping is dangerous, and best left to those reckless Sifakas. Let them jump. Let the frightened mouse lemurs hide. Let the ringtails idle their days away eating fruit and chatting, while we, white-tuft lemurs, dance. It is a noble practice, Priya. You should be proud."
Priya nodded and sighed.
"Yes, mother," she said.
But she did not at all feel resolved. And as she went to sleep that night, all she thought about was the little lizard that could change any color he wanted to. For the next few days, she couldn't concentrate on dancing at all. Everywhere she went, she only noticed the Sifaka lemurs climbing and leaping, climbing and leaping. And soon it was no longer just a curiosity. It became a passion. She wanted to climb. She wanted to jump. But oh, what would her friends say? What would her parents say? Finally, after a week of watching and hoping and dreaming and thinking of the lizard's words, "Why don't you just try?" she could wait no longer. She went immediately to the base of one of the tall pretend trees made of wood and concrete and rope and jumped up onto its base. She held on as best she could, but then slipped down. She tried again, reaching out her arms just like she saw Soli do, and then slipped down. She sat at the base of the tree and slumped. Maybe her mother was right. Maybe her friends were right. White-tuft lemurs are not meant to climb. They do not have the arms for it. And then she remembered the lizard again.
"You won't climb and jump like your friend. You will climb and jump like you."
Priya stood up and looked at her arms. They weren't as long as her friend Soli's, but they were agile. She looked at her fingers. They weren't as strong as Soli's, but they were graceful. And then she looked at her legs, her powerful dancing legs, and she knew how she would climb. She took a few steps back and then started to skip. She skipped up, higher and higher, and then, poing, up the trunk she went, using her agile arms and her graceful fingers and her powerful legs to dance up the tree. She sprang and twirled and twisted and actually skipped up and out and around all the way to the top. As soon as she stopped, she felt a wash of excitement, of accomplishment, and awe. The lizard was right. She felt good. And it was then that she heard the clapping. Now, Priya was used to seeing people watching her and her friends and family. That was what it was like in a zoo. But this clapping was different. It was loud and fast and filled with joy and encouragement. It actually kind of sounded like she felt. Priya looked over and saw that the clapping was coming from a little girl who had been watching her by the glassed edge of the lemur area. She had a big, proud smile, and when she saw Priya looking over, she started waving her hands high in the air and nodding her head. She seemed to be nodding for Priya to continue. The little girl had been to the zoo before. In fact, she had visited a number of times, but there was something very special about Priya that excited the girl more than ever before. Perhaps it was the grace in Priya's arms or the way she seemed to dance up the tree, but this little girl felt like she had seen something impossible just happen. Priya looked from the girl over to a rope hanging ahead of her and prepared to jump. Just then her friend Soli saw her and called out, "Priya, what are you doing? You aren't supposed to be here." Priya looked at Soli and then glanced back at the little girl by the glass and smiled. And then she turned back to Soli and said, "I'm climbing, and now I'm jumping." And she did. She jumped through the air and stretched out her arms and legs and then did something quite unexpected. Instead of grabbing and swinging on the rope with her arms like the Sifaka lemurs, Priya actually did a full flip through the air and then wrapped her powerful legs around the rope. She swung upside down, all the way to the other tree, where she twisted up and over to land with a perfect thwomp on top of another tree platform. For a moment, it was all still and quiet. The little girl began to clap and wave her hands and call through the glass, "You did it! You did it!" Priya raised up her arms in triumph and turned to Soli and the other Sifakas. They were all still and wide-eyed. They had never seen a white-tuft lemur or any lemur do that. What just happened? And then Soli raised up her arms and called, "That was amazing!" "I know," called Priya back as she reached for another rope. Well, Priya was able to swing and jump and climb for only a few more minutes before her mother and father called her down. They tried to tell her again about the difference between certain lemurs, the same talk she had heard many times, and tried to convince her once again that her place was on the ground, dancing like all white-tuft lemurs. They told her to stop pretending to be something that she was not. But it was too late. Word had gotten out to other lemurs that a white-tuft lemur had climbed a tree, and they all wanted to see it. They wanted to see the lemur who danced rather than climbed up trees and grabbed ropes with her legs and did twists and turns in the air. Priya smiled at the others and then sighed when she saw her parents' worried looks. She came a little closer to them and said, "I am a white-tuft lemur, like both of you," she told them with a smile. "I love to dance, like both of you. But just because I can climb and jump doesn't make me a Sifaka. Watch me, mother and father. Watch how a white tuft lemur climbs." Priya's mother and father didn't know what to say. They saw all the excitement and heard all the encouragement and wonder, and then they watched their daughter start to dance. At first, it looked like the dance that all the white tuft lemurs did, but then they marveled as their daughter Priya started to dance up the tree. The crowd of lemurs cheered and called out, but before her parents could respond, everyone was surprised by a curious sound. It was something like a horn mixed with the sound of a bird's song. It was lovely and strange, and when everyone discovered where the sound was coming from, it was also confusing. Even Priya stopped climbing for a moment and looked down toward the sound. You see, it was her friend Soli, the Sifaka lemur, roaring. Roaring like an Indri lemur, roaring her little heart out and loving it. She didn't sound at all like the deep-throated roar of the Indris. No, this was something entirely new. A Sifaka roaring, like a Sifaka. The crowd of lemurs burst into cheering again. How wonderful to see how a white-tufted lemur climbs, and now listen to the sound of a Sifaka lemur roaring. Well, this set off yet another remarkable discovery. Priya's mother and father saw a small group of ring-tailed lemurs as they took hold of each other's arms and tried dancing. They didn't do the skipping dance of the white-tufted lemurs. No, this was a group dance, an entirely new kind of dance where four or five lemurs danced together in a wide, spinning ring. Many of the lemurs were thrilled with what they were seeing. Some, like Priya's mother and father, were still with amazement. But all of them knew that something had changed. They knew that the lemur area of Milton Park Zoo would never be the same. Priya, meanwhile, from her treetop vantage, discovered something else. The section where the girl had been standing by herself was now lined with people, all pointing and laughing and talking. They were watching the lemurs with absolute delight. In the past, people certainly seemed to enjoy watching the lemurs do what they do, but this was different. Instead of seeing lemurs do what they had always done, do what was expected of them, they saw a few of them trying something new, something different, and it was exciting. They heard Soli roar, they saw the ring-tailed lemurs dance, and they saw a couple Indri lemurs joyfully running from tree to tree, hiding from each other in a new game of hide-and-seek. Priya saw the people enjoying themselves and smiled. But then she wondered, where was the girl? The girl that had been cheering her on moments before. Priya searched and searched until she spotted her, standing at the edge of the growing crowd. The girl was standing with a tall woman who looked like she might be her mother. They were holding hands, and the girl was talking quickly and excitedly to the woman. And though Priya couldn't hear what the girl was saying, she felt like something important was happening, just like the moment when Priya danced up the tree. Well, Priya was right. The little girl was inspired by the lemurs, and now she wanted to try something too.
Mama, I want to dance in the Nutcracker this year, but not like Maria. I don't want to be a sugar plum fairy in a little dress. I want to be a soldier. I want to be a Nutcracker, Mama. Can I please?
The mother's expression was a mixture of pride and worry because she knew that her daughter loved to dance but was worried that the director of the Nutcracker would look at her daughter, a small girl with long hair and not a tall, strong man who usually played the soldiers, and say no. But then the woman looked at her daughter's eyes and saw the small girl's strong and determined expression. And she nodded her head. The mother was worried, but she nodded her head yes. Priya saw all of this. She didn't understand it, but she could feel what had happened. She knew that the girl was going to do something unexpected, just like she had done, something that the girl wanted to do and her mother was worried about. And yet, the woman nodded her head. Priya sighed and looked at her own parents. Her mother and father were still, even a little stunned, but they were looking up at her. They were watching her. Nervously, yes. Worried, yes. But also something else. Was it pride? And then, as if they had been watching the girl's mother as well, they nodded too. Priya smiled and raised up her arms. She started waving her arms back and forth. It felt good, deeply good. And then, quite suddenly, she remembered the lizard again. He had been the source of this adventure, and in the moment she wanted to thank him. Priya lowered her arms and looked down. She looked at the blue water, and then at the green grass, and then at the brown rocks. Was that him on the rock? No. Was that him in the grass? No. She looked and looked and then thought for a moment that she saw something yellowish slip through a small crack at the edge of the glass. Could that have been him? She spotted a rope hanging from a tree that was closer to the edge, and she jumped out, repeating the flip and upside-down grab on the rope. She swung out and landed on that tree's platform. There were cheers and clapping and calls from the lemurs and the people watching, but she didn't pay attention to them. She was too busy looking out at the edge of the glass, looking for something yellow, looking for the lizard. And then there, moving his way across the walk from the lemur area, was a small form, turning from yellow to the gray color of the walk. It was the lizard, slowly leaving the lemur's area. And where was he headed, she wondered? She watched his path as he came to the edge of a fence that surrounded a big, wide, shallow pond filled with flamingos. Bright, pink flamingos, all standing and feeding and walking in seemingly the same way. Oh boy, wondered Priya, what was the flamingo pond going to look like after that lizard started to ask questions? Would some of them start walking differently or feeding differently? Or maybe, like the lizard, would some turn different colors? A purple flamingo. Now that would be something. This made her smile as she felt gratitude for the question that started it all. Why not try? Why not try climbing and jumping and roaring and indeed dancing, so long as you climb and jump and roar and dance in your own different way?
This has been an original story by Sparkle Stories of sparklestories.com. Copyright 2015. All rights reserved. We hope you enjoyed it.